first big one really is multi-track support. So when we originally introduced Soundbooth with CS3, it was purely for working on individual mono or stereo files. So giving you the ability to take individual WAV files, MP3s, et cetera, and do, you know, edit and clean those up. Now what we've done is we now have a multi-track interface that we've created so that now you can combine different clips together, giving you a lot more creative power. So now, you know, you can have sound effects and voiceover and music and other content and just all roll together into one interface and be able to save that and share that with the other Creative Suite apps. So that was probably one of the big changes in CS4. Along with that, we introduced a new file format called the Adobe Sound Document, or you'll see it also referred to as ASND, which is the extension. And essentially what this is a package file format that when you're working in a multi-track environment, all those assets are contained essentially in this file. So you can almost think of it like a zip, because essentially that's what it is. So it contains all the assets as well as the stereo mixdown of the result of all those assets being combined together. And then when you open that ASound in the other Creative Suite tools, Flash, After Effects, or Premiere Pro, it will essentially render out the mixdown onto any of those timelines. And then when you do edit in Soundbooth from any of those apps, it will take you back into Soundbooth and you'll see the multi-track layout, and you can make changes and then, as you said before, do the round trip. The other aspect of the sound document that was really important to the customers we were targeting with this was that it's non-destructive nature. So essentially, we copy the original assets into the ASound, so you always can go back to the originals. And then we also have a capability called snapshots, which allows you at any time when you're working on your audio portion of the project, you can just take a snapshot of the work in progress, which means that anytime, even if you've committed your save, you can always go back to a previous snapshot. So it's essentially like a version of your work in progress.